It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate Michelle King Robeson and renowned physician Dr. Pamela Peake.
All right, Michelle. So I just came back from my dermatologist about a week ago, and I got one of those stem to stern examinations, and you know they're picking and prodding and making sure. You know, when I'm looking around, I'm like, you know, and I've got that one nice mole on my left cheek, right? Uh-oh. And it's been there since I was, you know, kind of conceived. And there it is. And I'm always wondering, oh, gosh, is everything okay? Well, I bet everyone out there is wondering, too. And we have a fabulous expert, Dr. James Yannis, who's a board-certified dermatologist and associate professor of dermatology at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine, Scottsdale, Arizona. Dr. Yannis, welcome aboard. And we want to really drill down now on a number of really important issues here when it comes to skin. A lot of women out there are saying, ah, that's stuff that happens to 80-year-olds, right?
Yeah, wrong, huh? No, thanks for having me, Pam and Michelle. So I'm looking forward to visiting with you all and to share my insights, and also because I presume so many of us that are sitting near or have access to a computer easily, if you have a second to actually type into your browser ABCDE, skin cancer, and it'll actually pull up a number of sites that actually show you exactly what we're getting ready to talk about. So there are sites like the American Academy of Dermatology or the Skin Cancer Foundation that actually gives you a walkthrough about what that ABCDE is, and I'd be happy to go over that with you.
Excellent. Well, I mean, dive right in.
All right. So, of course, we all struggle, as Dr. Pam said, with being attentive to sun protection and recognizing what it is that's an abnormal spot, whether it's a cheek on your facial cheek or the cheek on the bottom. And I haven't seen Pam's skin, so I don't know which cheek we're talking about.
We're talking butt.
Oh, all right. Well, look how gracious you are.
She's gonna think I'm terrible
if I'm talking
Dr.
about thinking Giannis. At the bottom.
I'm doing a little sharing here.
You are, aren't you? So the A's, that stands for asymmetrical. So that means one side is bigger than the other. That's a warning sign. So if you have one of these ABCDEs, it doesn't mean that the mole that you have is necessarily a skin cancer, but it means that you should actually see a dermatologist or a healthcare professional who feels comfortable taking a look at moles to help you determine if it's abnormal, substantially so. So A for asymmetry, B for border. In other words, that border isn't nice and smooth. It's jagged. It goes in and out. C for color. That means that the mole actually has several different colors because most harmless moles are very uniform. D for diameter. I always think that one's kind of hard because the general rule is, and if a mole is larger than about 6 millimeters, we should take a look. And, of course, who knows millimeters? So we say if it's larger than the size of an eraser head on a pencil, it's a mole that certainly should be looked at least once by a medical professional. And then E is the newest addition to the ABCD reminder system or mnemonic. E for evolution. In other words, the mole has changed over time. So if you've got a mole that's new to you and has demonstrated any of those A, B, C, Ds, or E, then you really should have a doc take a look at it.
You know, one of the things that has really concerned me, certainly, as I've worked with patients over the years, is the actual location when melanomas and scary-looking lesions actually appear between toes, behind your ear, in your scalp. And sometimes it's just very difficult to really see it early enough because you blow it off. You don't know, you know, you just sort of say, well, whatever. The thing about so many of these cancers is they do appear in strange places. It's not just the obviously sun-exposed places. Is that true?
you're actually 100% right, and I'm restraining myself from saying you're spot on to try not to actually play on the word too much. But truly, one of the sites that's very helpful is Spot Skin Cancer, if you just search that as well. And they actually show you how to do self-skin exams. And I know we have a lot of obligations to ourselves in terms of, for example, breast self-exam, or for men to do genital testicular self-exam. So this is one more thing that really should be done at least a few times a year. And it's truly a head-to-toe, recognizing that indeed melanomas are most common, for example, in women on the legs, and in men most common on the back. Not necessarily areas like the back that you'd think are terribly sun-exposed, but those damaging rays do pass even through window glass. But the point you've made, Dr. Pam, is a big one, in that the ones that are in hidden areas are hard to detect. So I encourage my patients to actually get naked with a loved one several times a year, to actually look in all of those nooks and crannies. And I particularly counsel my patients when they go to the beauty shop, if they're a moly person or if they have a family history of a bad mole or a skin cancer, ask your hairdresser to look through your scalp and comment on whether or not they see any growths or moles in your scalp.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you. When I was actually taught that in my residency, I thought, oh my gosh, but how will a hairdresser know? But that's the critical point. We're not asking to have our hairdresser colleagues actually tell us whether or not a mole is worrisome, although many are actually very astute and know the ABCDEs well. We're simply asking them to help guide us, to say, oh, did you know, Miss Jones, that you didn't used to have a growth there, and I've taken care of you for a while, and I just don't remember that. You better go have it checked out. Over and over again, hairdressers have advocated and helped my patients significantly.
So I have a question. Number one, thank you for joining us. I have to disclose that Dr. Yannis is my dermatologist. He rocks the moon, the sun, and the stars, as far as I'm concerned.
Listen, how sweet. Can I butt in and just say one thing? I'm the one, I listened to your last segment, I'm the one who coined you a delicate flower, aren't I?
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, let's just not go to this place, okay? I mean, really? Do you know what I'm saying
you
here?
You did. I forgot it was you.
Dr. Yannis, move it along here.
Yes, ma'am.
But I mean, you just saved my skin on so many levels. But one of the things that happened at Empower just 2 days ago, we're sitting in our boardroom, and I look next to one of my teammates, and she's young, she's a runner, she's gorgeous, and I look at her ear, and she's got this black spot mole that just appeared out of nowhere. I mean, I've known this young woman. She's been working for the company for 5 years, and all of a sudden, she's got a black spot, and I know she's a runner. She's outdoor girl, and I said, I think you need to get that checked. And then I thought, doesn't Mayo have a program where you can actually take a picture and send it in and have them look at it?
You know, there are a number of companies now, as we're migrating as a nation to more modern delivery of healthcare. That is a service that we are hoping to deploy, but right now we're doing it on a more local level, for example, for our ASU students, Arizona State University students. But if you do want to search online, there are a number of vendor companies that make those assessments, and none of them currently have an affiliation with Mayo Clinic, and they absolutely cite whether or not they are board-certified dermatologists, and the programs of which I'm aware, all of them are. So it's an option. The one thing I have to say is that I am unaware right now of any service that allows for dermoscopy. And I actually want to clarify what that word is, and I want to put a very strong plug in about the critical importance of dermoscopy.
Okay, we're going to have to make this very brief.
Dermoscopy actually lets us look down into the ultrastructure of the skin. If you're a moly person or worried about moles, give thought to having a doc who actually knows how to
Excellent.
Use a scope.
And we can't thank you enough, Dr. Yannis, for joining us. Delicate flowers that we are. Please go to mayoclinic.com to learn more. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
You'll be coming back. We'll have you back. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio MD. Stay well.